This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big stupid Mrs. Motherfucking Bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now...
Now that you opened up the demon... in me!
Just telling you, just did a turn. Who is that guy?
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I just woke up. Hello.
Ooga.
Ooga. Danny, give me an ooga.
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 Good evening, everybody. It's the Ham Radio Show live.
Oh, boy.
On the Unfiltered Radio Network. Hi, everybody. 718-577-1389.
What are you doing tonight now?
Everyone else gets quiet. Oh, I've only heard Joe go, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The other two quiet as church mice.
He got excited.
I know.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the TV. I was watching Harvey.
What are you watching?
Harvey.
Harvey's on the TV.
Harvey
James
the rabbit?
Stewart? No, that guy.
You wanted to be the one to suck his dick.
Wait, no.
I'm thinking that's right.
Is that really? Oh, wait. Let's go right to the news. WABC radio and television.
Italian model.
Why? Yesterday you touched my breast.
Please, I'm sorry.
just come on, I'm used to that.
Audio was made public
yesterday. You touched my breast!
Vance said in a statement the prosecutors from the sex crimes unit were not consulted by the NYPD detectives who set up the call. And the recording did not meet the legal standard to prove a misdemeanor sex crime against Weinstein.
I, like they, were very disturbed by the contents of the tape. It's obviously sickening. But at the end of the day, we operate in a courtroom of law, not the court of public opinion. And
that's horseshit.
That this was not going to be a critical case, and so the decision was made not to go forward.
All right, so, by the way, if you're living under a rock, we're talking about the Harvey Weinstein case that literally has engulfed all the news in America.
What so hell? Who did he piss off?
From Law and Order, Joe. Look, Law and Order. There you go. Oh, who did he piss off? It seems Hollywood.
I mean, that's it. Well, they whenever came these out- guys somehow, somebody pisses off somebody very important, all of a sudden, all their shit comes out.
Well, supposedly...
Cosby, well, now him.
Wait, well, I'll answer your question. Supposedly what happened was, this story has already been looming in Hollywood for eons.
Right.
Mia Farrow's kid, the son, and I don't know his name right now, but Mia Farrow's kid was working for some outlet. Some media outlet and was going to write the story and break the news, Danny.
Right.
Yeah, give me some breaking news, something. Because then he was going to break, yeah, glass breaking, anything. It doesn't have to be fucking the noise. Jesus. My sound effects are, that's all you needed to do. My sound effects artist cries. I don't have nothing.
Yeah.
I have 74 bills and things. I don't have nothing. That could have worked too, fucker. Anything could have worked on that.
Mine
your
would work,
too. Your timing's horrible.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're fucking, you could have went too, but you didn't do anything. You're on, Billy. Go ahead.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Didn't you play something before?
Yeah, I've played many things.
So, I mean, it's not like we haven't tried. Anyway. Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, so does it work? Shut up.
Now it does.
So anyway, I get more fucked than any one of Harvey Weinstein's girls. Really? Jesus Christ.
Back to what, Mia Farrow's kid.
Mia Farrow's kid writes this article and breaks the fuck. That's him right there. Breaks the story, and now it's all over everywhere that Harvey Weinstein, ahead of course, Miramax and Weinstein Productions.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, but he was the head of that, him and his brother.
That's because he was giving head.
Yes. decided that he would touch every woman in Hollywood. If you had a vagina,
you'd take your time.
Then he would touch you.
Except Meryl Streep.
Well, no, we don't know, because
nobody
Meryl Streep... nobody would, in good conscience,
nobody touches Meryl Streep.
Touch Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Why would we not touch Meryl Streep?
Because he's ugly, man!
There you go.
That's an ugly woman.
Let's go live to Meryl Streep with comments. Meryl, there you go. Meryl, bark twice if you've ever been touched by Harvey Weinstein. There you go. She only put it once. She didn't get touched.
That's right.
Meryl, bark twice if you think... That's the wrong one.
Now, Gwyneth Paltrow, that's a slur.
Wait, excuse me. I'm having an exclusive interview with Meryl Streep here on the show.
Okay.
And everyone's getting involved. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can we focus, Meryl? Meryl, are you okay, Meryl? Can you heal, Meryl?
Yeah.
Meryl, do you feel that Harvey is guilty? Bark once if you think he's guilty. Twice if you don't think he's guilty. Oh. Is that a no?
Ooh, what was that?
So innocent, not innocent. You're saying he's not innocent. Oh, there's a little note right there. I have no clue what Meryl's saying.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
She does have a stretched vajayjay. The fact of the matter is, where we're at now, though, is that every woman in Hollywood seems to have come out and said that Harvey touched them, or at least had some form of sexual misconduct.
You know, his wife is not bad looking either.
Well, it's not his wife anymore.
Well,
she's leaving him.
It's going to take a lot of his money.
Let's see. We have Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Rose McGowan,
yeah.
Rosanna Arquette,
yeah.
Mira
How about
Sorvino,
just plain old
Ashley
Roseanne.
Judd.
Yeah. Roseanne Barr?
No, I don't think Roseanne Barr has touched him.
Well, did you
or been touched. I'm sure.
Did you hear what Brad Pitt said?
What did Brad Pitt say? What did the most good-looking men in Hollywood have to say about this?
No, he had made advances to Angelina Jolie, and they were just about going out at the time.
No, wasn't that when they were going out with Paul? when he was with Paltrow there.
It's like watching two fucking brains. Oh, I swear to God.
With Paltrow,
I thought it was Jolie.
And then he said something to it.
Yeah, he went over to Harvey, grabbed him by the collar, and said, "Don't you fuck with my girlfriend? I'm going to kick your ass."
It's like watching two monkeys fuck a football. Because I didn't even listen to what you just said. Say it again. Who said? Don't fuck with my girlfriend?
Brad Pitt went over to
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey the Wine. And actually, I told him, "You better keep your hands on my girlfriend. I'm going to fuck you up, man."
All right, because he was hitting on her.
He was trying to touch her and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he's actually hitting on people. Hit on people all the time. You know.
This is the discussion. This is the discussion we had off air. Yeah. That now we'll bring on air because we seem to have this discussion every fucking time.
Okay.
All right, by the way, Giggle says Meryl Streep used to be pretty.
Nah, never.
Just saying.
Never.
She was never pretty.
No, she wasn't. She had a
rewind time. Go watch Postcards from the Edge. She looks like she blocked a kick.
A frying pan face.
Meryl! Down, Meryl! Down! Bad Meryl. Bad Meryl! Off the carpet! Get off the couch! Get off the fucking couch, Meryl! Stop it! Stop. Don't. No. No.
I think
go!
She's lifting her leg.
Fuck it. Matt! Don't you backtalk me. The fact... Hey! Hey!
Get him.
We're doing a show, Meryl!
Get him.
Jesus. Go fucking hump Harvey's leg.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, though, that we were discussing this, and we say this every time sexual harassment comes up, but if it was George Clooney...
Yeah.
And not Harvey Weinstein, do we hear about this fucking problem?
Yeah, right.
If it's Brad Pitt, now I'm not saying the actual person, Brad Pitt, or the actual person, George Clooney, but if Harvey Weinstein wasn't a fat, ugly, hairy, Jabba the Hutt-looking motherfucker, does he get the action? Does he get the action, no holds barred? Is it maybe people second-guess themselves? Because the reason I have a giant problem with this story is because everyone now is playing... Not only devil's advocate, because now everyone's coming out of the woodwork, just like the Cosby thing, which it's not that I don't, we can make the same distinctions between both stories. I still think, did he do it? Abso-fucking-lutely. I totally feel that he did it. What I'm saying, though, is, being because I'm a fat, hairy, Jabba the Hutt-looking motherfucker, that when sexual, hey, Meryl, put the lightsaber down. When you look good, it's not sexual harassment.
Well, more than likely, if you look good, they're giving it to you as opposed
to you. No. See, automatically, in your scenario, they're just giving you the pussy, Bill.
Yeah.
They're just giving you the pussy. Yeah. What I'm saying, today they're fucking, they're loaded with sound effects. Did you notice that? What I'm saying is, if you're Donald Trump, and you're a Donald Trump-looking motherfucker who... Women care more about the bulge in his wallet than they do his fucking his pants.
I'm sure.
If you like, he grabbed him by the pussy. The whole scenario.
You want some beef jerky?
If he was fucking not Donald Trump and didn't look like an Oompa Loompa, a very tall Oompa Loompa, then you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a point that if they look good, if a guy is good looking, it's not sexual harassment.
If they have something he wants, that the people want.
Even if they're in a position of power, because that's the angle that Harvey used. Harvey Weinstein pretty much runs fucking Hollywood. Let's be fucking honest.
Not anymore.
The women that were on the list, he could still work from the shadows, Bill. It's Hollywood. Hollywood corruption is older, is like maybe the oldest profession.
Casting couch, come on.
That's what he's used to when he was talking about grabbing a girl's breast.
I can do this.
This is what I do. This is a Tuesday.
I'm a mogul.
It's Titty Tuesday. I just grab tits on Tuesday.
Yes.
It's what I do.
He walks up and just goes,
and I'd like
Tokyo
to report a great set of tits.
Exactly. He's used to it. I'm not defending Harvey Weinstein. Let us all fucking understand that as well. Before somebody calls the hotline, 719-577-1389.
Yes.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, this guy is used to this fucking treatment. He's used to treating women like shit. This is what he does.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying that he's right doing that. What I'm saying is, you have to honestly question... It's not just a one-sided argument, because now you have the people who are coming out, like Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
44 years of age now, by the way, Rose McGowan. Yeah. You've seen her in countless movies. She used to date Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Received 10 grand to shut her mouth.
That's all?
Now, took the 10 grand. What was it back in the day, Joe? Okay. Took the fucking 10 grand. You're not the fucking poster girl for fucking women's lib. You took money to shut the fuck up. That's what you did. You took money to be quiet. If you were a fucking really giving a shit about women, if you cared about the you know, making sure that women are treated equal as they should be,
that's right,
then you don't take the money. You stand up. You're obviously, your career was worth more than, had more self-worth than you and your self-worth. That's what you did. You took money for, you took money for pretty much shutting up. You cashed out.
And
you stayed silent.
At whatever point that may have been in her career, she may have went, well, if I take the 10 grand, I shut up for a while, I'll still be able to work. If I don't take the 10 grand, say something, I'm out. I'm gone.
Yes, but then you're putting, but then you can't stand on your moral high ground later as an afterthought, Bill. You
right.
can't do that.
You
can't do
that.
I know you understand it, but that's what people will say. Oh, but then she wouldn't have a career.
No.
She be, but the fact of the matter is that she would have stood up to this asshole. You didn't stand up. A lot of these women didn't stand up. And we don't even know who got paid and who didn't get paid.
Not yet.
That's
I'm sure that'll come out.
Yeah, that's a whole nother fucking thing.
Hey, look, last week you had the one lawyer there. Wow, what the hell's her name?
Gloria Allridge.
Gloria Allred, not Allridge.
Her daughter.
I hate
her. Yes.
Her daughter was on TV defending him.
Really?
Yeah.
And then a day later, because after mom yelled at her.
Because Mama Allred said, oh, you ain't doing that shit no more.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Wendy, what's going on, by the way? Wendy the retard saying hi.
Hi, Wendy. Speaking of Meryl Streep over there, she fucking said anything?
Would you forget her name for a second?
No.
Like Meryl Streep?
Yeah. But yeah, she said anything because like she...
Meryl! Doing a show! What, Danny?
Didn't she praise the shit out of him, like, in an Oscar speech?
Yeah.
And like, all that?
Yeah.
Like,
they all did.
Has she fucking said anything after
that? I think,
yeah,
didn't she say something about, like, it's about time that, you know, that
well,
other people
you have a computer, it's called Google, look up what
yeah,
she said.
Yeah, I would, but I'm not going to waste
Meryl,
my time.
Type in Meryl Streep quoted what? You have a phone, you can look it up as well. Meryl Streep's quote after the fact against Harvey Weinstein. You can look it up. She did say something.
The morals in Hollywood are not to be admired.
No,
they're not morals.
They're not. There are no morals in Hollywood.
It's called what works best for me to get ahead.
Exactly.
That's the problem. The problem is that people, they want to stand on their moral high ground now. And you're like, you took money. That's number one. That's a supreme issue.
Yeah.
If you were fucking really going to stand up for women's rights, then you don't fucking cash in. Because that's what you did. You sold out. It's literally the definition of selling out.
Yeah.
That's what you did. You sold out. You went, oh, okay, I can make a fast 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand, depending on what the denomination was. You said you could do it. That's what you did. You cashed out.
Ooh.
It's like you went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And you cashed the fuck out. You went out there and you fucking did that. That's the problem. Now you're going to stand there and tell me, oh, I always knew he was a fucking ass. That's no, right. You didn't. Because you took the money. So obviously he was. And you worked with him a couple times. Because some of these assholes who took the money still stayed with Miramax. Or still stayed with the Weinstein Corporation there.
Sure.
And made movies after movie after movie, TV shows, whatever the fucking... wherever their balls were dipped,
no,
Danny.
Saying, God, you know how many freaking Harvey Weinsteins there are and probably
oh, absolutely.
Paid people have been paid to shut
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but wow. But then that harks back to my original point, too, of if they're good-looking, then what? That's the problem. Is it because he's fatter, older... You know, this, that, is
yeah,
it because he's done,
that's
it can't be.
Strong possibility.
It can't be, because this is the norm. Sadly, it's the norm
those,
in Hollywood.
Those women are not going to volunteer, believe me.
Yeah, sadly,
that's
it's
what
the fucking norm.
And hope, you know, people are hoping that if they start saying stuff now, it'll change.
But that's what I'm saying. You're not going to, yet again, you're not, it's one of the, it's just like gun control. It's our argument about gun control.
But now,
the levees have broken, people.
Now in California, if you have AIDS, you don't have to disclose that.
Oh.
Like, before having sex with
someone.
Are
you sure
about
that? Are you sure about that? Or is that just something you just spouted out?
No, that was...
Oh, wait. Hold on. This they're going to look up. When I ask them to look up Meryl Streep, they cannot be bothered. But fucking...
Because nobody gives a fuck.
People care about being quoted, Billy.
She's appalled.
We do a show. You have to fucking find out people's... You can't just say, well, Meryl Streep said this. No.
No, we didn't say she said anything.
No, you did. You said that Meryl Streep... Didn't she come out and say... And then you started spouting off like things that she might have said. If you're going to quote her. Now you're going to find the story about AIDS because you have to quote yourself.
Disgraceful.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what she said.
Oh, because was it that hard? It wasn't. Now find the story about AIDS so Billy can get his foot out of his mouth. That might have AIDS too. Find out. Because you can't just say you can't disclose. That's not, we don't know if that's a true statement. But when you look back at the history of fucking Hollywood and the bullshit, why isn't Rob Lowe treated like shit? He made a sex tape with underage women.
Right.
But bounced back, and Hollywood loves a fucking comeback.
Billy is somewhat correct.
Which means he's wrong.
Somewhat correct.
He's wrong.
Under New California bill, having unprotected sex without telling your partner of HIV positive status would no longer be a felony. It would be a misdemeanor.
So that's not a not telling them.
That's a minor crime.
That's a fucking it's a different it's a different course of action when in the
it's
penalty process.
You get a fine.
You could sort of say that's attempted murder. Manslaughter.
I totally agree.
They turn it into a misdemeanor if the bill passes.
Yeah.
What about I'm going to get off the fucking AIDS for a second. Yeah. Can we get back to what we were talking about? I don't even know how the fuck that came up in a conversation.
That's Billy.
Billy decided to sidetrack the show again.
Because California's fucking weird.
We get that California's weird, but that's not even the statement we're on. We're on just fucking Hollywood in general. Hollywood. Not the whole state. Just Hollywood. Yeah. And I got to bring up let's bring up a New Yorker who's a Hollywood transplant, Woody Allen. Woody Allen
fucked his stepdaughter.
Fucked his stepdaughter and then married the bitch. You cannot tell me that's not weird. Bounce Back makes award-winning movies. Roman Polanski has an Oscar. Raped a bitch. Raped a bitch.
Underage.
Underage. And that was also being charged with a possible second rape now. Yeah. Can't come back to America because if he steps into America, he's fucked.
He's but going in.
He did come back at one point.
They gave him an amnesty or something.
Yeah, he was allowed to come back to accept an award, I think.
But that's the thing. So he can get an award. And, that's cool.
They didn't go after him for the offense, which,
Now, I will partially.
How the fuck does that happen?
I will partially say that Billy's right, yet again, which thus makes Billy wrong again. But I will say partially that Billy's right because Hollywood, not just California, Hollywood, which me, Danny, and you have stepped foot in, trust me, that is a fucking weird place. It is a fucking cesspool of shit. Thank you, Meryl. Meryl agrees.
Yeah.
Because it is, without question, it's called La La Land for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's just fucking a delusion. It's a mirage. It's an alien travesty. I don't know what it is. It is, without question, a weird fucking place where they do weird things.
And everything.
Like, one week we'll pick on Harvey Weinstein, and then the next week it'll be fucking, Harvey Weinstein cured cancer. Oh, well, bring him in.
Yeah.
Bring him in. He's fine.
Actually, I've learned in California a lot of things are known to the state of California to quit cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
Everything.
Danny saw this one sign everywhere.
It was a sign.
The cleaning products.
No, it was the same sign in other locations.
Yeah.
Yes. But it was the same sign everywhere.
But if you ever look at certain products you buy or anything on any label, it almost says this product.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
State of California.
Maybe that's it. Maybe everyone's got fucking tumors in their brains and they're all acting weird.
Well, that's quite
possible. It's quite possible.
Very true.
It's not.
By the way, in the 7 o'clock hour, friend of the show, Vivid Porn Star, Taylor Chandler will be on the program, which also brings, there's a Hollywood fucking debacle. She supposedly used to date Michael Phelps the Olympian.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And there was a cover-up. It was when she got into Hollywood that the cover-ups and all the bullshit started to happen. It didn't happen. She wasn't living in Tucson, Arizona, and this shit happened.
Yeah.
It happened when she was in California, and magically they made her disappear. She's coming back. She's got, I think, a new Vivid movie, The Fine People of Vivid, because we do love Vivid. They make great porno. She has a new movie. We'll talk to her a little bit later in the program, but we got a whole bunch more of hot-button topics. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
No,
sit
not.
Back. relax. Don't listen to Billy, because as Danny has proven, he's usually wrong.
You know nothing. You know,
thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back after these, after that flush and these words. Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet. The show must go on.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Yeah. This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Yeah! 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Bill, if you're going to play it, play it. Oh, I thought you were playing the fucking... Your castanets. Or Tambourine Man. Hello. she squirts now in the toilet.
Well, it's better than the bear.
Turn the light on. Light a match now. Yeah. Later on in the show, from Vivid Adult Entertainment, Taylor Chandler will be on the program, as well as a lot more hot button topics for you. Plus, by the way, Facebook Live, the Facebook Live suite, active. I forgot to bring it up. I don't even know half of these people that are written. There's a guy named Robert talking to Wendy DeRetunt right now, asking her what she wants for Christmas. She wants cat shirts. Cat shirts are always a good thing, is what I hear.
T-shirts.
Cat t-shirts. Cat shirts, Joe. 718-577-1389. Wendy also wants... she wants stuff to eat like KFC.
Oh, I'll go for that.
She wants a little KFC.
I
finger licking good.
Yeah.
And it's day now. Here we are now. And it's day now. So before we went to air today, by the way, one of the weirdest stories that me and Joe can't seem to wrap our brains around, the Boy Scouts of America.
I can't believe it.
Are now letting women in, letting girls in to the Boy Scouts of America, which kind of makes no fucking sense.
Well, they won't
not be- that you let a girl be in the Boy, I got no problem, but you have Girl Scouts already.
Yeah.
And I was always under the impression that Girl Scouts actually, I don't know, did the same shit as Scouts. Do they do anything, Girl Scouts?
Well, they sew and cook.
They sell.
That's it?
They sell awesome cookies.
They sell awesome cookies.
They sell cookies, yes.
They sell awesome cookies.
And they do girl things. And the boys did boy things. You know.
Yeah, but now there's no such thing as gender, though, Joe.
Right. We don't have gender.
We don't have gender anymore. Your penises and vaginas do not mean anything.
I wouldn't mind getting into the Girl Scouts.
Well,
at your age?
Well, yeah.
All right. Hang out with Harvey. You'll be fine.
I'm with Harvey.
I don't know.
Mr. Weinstein, I got my merit badge for watching girls, making girls watch me in the shower.
Yeah.
I got my merit badge, Mr. Weinstein.
You want a bite of my fudgicle?
My mother actually, before leaving the house, said there's going to be a lot of fucking pregnant Girl Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Because you gotta admit, if they're doing joint co-ed events,
camping trips,
and you're in the woods camping,
come on, man,
and there's a beautiful, you know, a beautiful campfire,
oh,
you're sharing some s'mores,
walk through the woods,
you both dug a toilet,
that's it,
50 yards from the campsite, yeah,
yeah. But you guys probably can't even tell ghost stories either.
No, because those are offensive.
Oh no, they're not offensive. Okay. Ghost stories,
they're
good.
Offensive.
What Girl Scouts do?
Yes, What Girl Scouts Do by L. Ron Hubbard.
You probably. Know that Girl Scouts earn badges, go camping, and sell delicious cookies.
Delicious cookies.
The delicious part.
Delicious.
They also do a lot more. They participate in community projects that help improve their neighborhoods and protect the planet.
Ooh.
Girl Scouts take part in unique science experiments and establish sports clinics. They camp, hike, draw, paint, cook, and sew.
Isn't that what the Boy Scouts of America do, minus the cookies?
And the sewing.
No, they
no,
might
they
sew. They gotta sew their
badges.
Own and their own wounds, like Rambo.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
First Blood.
Yeah, they have to. Do
they get
that.
The knife. They undo the back, and there's like thread and a needle. They get in there, and they sew their wounds that a mistaken, delusional sheriff has put on them.
Serious?
You
man.
Mean like it gets crazy when you're a Boy Scout? It's fucking crazy, Joe.
I'm telling
fucking
you.
Crazy. That's all I'm saying. But really, at the end of the day, can you give me a number? Like, is there a Girl Scouts of America number? That we could call, because now I want to ask the Girl Scouts if they're going to let boys in.
Yeah.
Because if you're letting the boys go to the girl, or the girls go to the boys, can the boys go to the girls?
It's just going to become the Boys and Girls
Scouts of America. Like Joe was saying, they're going to merge.
They'll merge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They should merge because it should be.
Merge!
It should be the Boy and Girl Scouts of America.
Why do the boys get top billing? Danny, why are you giving...
Alphabetically.
Why does the boy have to be on top?
Neutral gender Scouts of America. You want to be PC, if you want to PC it.
How about we just change it to Kids in the Woods?
It's just going to be Scouts.
Kids in the Woods.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can I rub your campfire? Let me put my sticks together.
Like Tonto's horse.
But also then, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, and I probably will be corrected by someone here.
Okay.
But I believe that they didn't want the gays... But you'll take chicks.
Well, they didn't want them, but they let them in.
They let them
no,
in.
But didn't they change their stance again? Didn't they let them in and then change their fucking stance?
No, they let them in. I remember Steven Spielberg not taking away.
Like he made a donation. And then say, go fuck yourselves, because I remember something along that lines.
You know. Well, this one said, let me see a couple of headlines here.
I love how now they're looking up shit. This is amazing to me. I'm not used to this.
Boy Scouts reversing century-old stance will allow transgender boys.
So now they're doing transgenders as well.
Boy Scouts changed policy on gay leaders.
You see that, but like, because are they under the impression that the gay Boy Scout leader is just going to fuck the boys in the woods?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even a better name, Boys in the Woods. That's even a better one. I like that.
Hello.
Join Billy as he takes a nude stroll through the cornfields backwards.
Excuse me. Can't believe a Billy. Excuse me. I was wondering if you could fill up my canteen.
Yeah.
Can we go down to the lake together and you fill up my canteen with me, please?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, now the boys in my tent were saying that if we rub our sticks together, we'll cause a fire. I seem to be without a stick, but I have the stick that I have right here. It's called my penis. And I see that you have a penis. So I was wondering, if we rub these two together, can we cause a fire? Is that
no,
possible?
No, you just get a little sticky flood.
Can you show me?
You can extinguish the fire.
Ohio! Everybody's making fucking weird shit. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Did Nick, the C-U-N-T... the Canadian Unified Network technician, get me the number. Is that the number for the Boy Scouts?
Yeah,
the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts of America.
Probably is.
Well, let's say Nick, please get back to me if that's the number, because I will call it right now. You know me. We will cold call the Girl Scouts of America to get this going here. We have an 800 number, so let's just get that going here. Hold on for 1 second.
I'd like to join.
I just want to know if they're going to let the boys in to the Girl Scouts. Like, are they changing their stance as well? Or are they just going, fuck it. We only like vagina here. You know what I mean? Like, is that going to be a thing?
They're going to need to
buy
Girl
customer Scouts, service, yes.
They're going to need to buy a lot of condoms. That's all I'm saying.
Boy Scouts will have to
Welcome
make their
to
own.
Girl Scouts of the USA. For more information about Girl Scouts, please visit our website at www.girlscouts.org.
Speak
with a GSUSA information specialist, press 1. Para español.
Para español.
Did they get somebody else? This?
Ooh, they got good hold music.
No, they don't.
This is the song they made the cookies to. We can't wait till the boys get here. We're tired of...
You reach Girl Scouts of the USA Information and Referral Center.
Yes.
All information specialists are currently assisting other calls.
Because they're probably handling this exact fucking question.
For the next available specialist.
Okay.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
We could be on hold for hours.
We're not going to be. We're only going to do this for a segment, Bill. Jesus. The fucking harbinger of shit is Billy. So negative. Just a negative Nancy.
The whole music's going to put me to sleep.
When the shit changes, you guys have to shut up because it's possible they're going to actually pick up.
Oh,
and then I got to ask.
Is very important to us.
All I want to know.
I like the music.
I know, me too. Danny's falling asleep, but I like it. I think the Girl Scouts eat two things: cookies and other Girl Scouts.
Brownies.
No, I ate a brownie once. No, hot brownies with nuts. Oh, that's a good question too. Are they going to have brownies with nuts?
Hot nuts.
Hot nuts. That's a lot of nuts.
Sounds like a James Brown tune.
Hot nuts.
That's big.
Ow, hot nuts. Ow, ding, 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 ding. Ow, ding, 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 ding.
Hot nuts.
Hit me.
Good God.
Please, sir, may I have another?
I just think it's weird that we live in now a world where everything has... What's next? Is sports going to become co-ed? Why do we need the WNBA?
Yep, absolutely.
Why can't the NBA and the WNBA merge... And they play together. Why do we have to separate then?
Why aren't they making a big deal when a chick was trying to play hockey on the men's team? a while
yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
What, in the NHL?
She made it.
Wait, in the NHL?
Yeah.
What team? You're kind of beating around the bush here,
Minou Rayom, or whatever her name was. She ended
up
on the Devils.
Is anyone else just staring at Billy, too, because he has no clue what the fuck he's saying?
That was the girl's name.
I didn't ask you. I said, what was the team name? I said, what was the team's name? And you're like, Minou.
She ended up playing with Tampa.
All right. So there was a girl in the NHL.
There was, yes.
How come this did not make worldwide news?
It did.
I did not see a story about a girl.
I believe we might have even mentioned it on this show.
I don't remember there being a vagina in
hockey. Her brother became famous because his sister played.
What was the brother's name?
I think his name was Paul. He played on the Devils.
Anyway, she was born on February 24th, 1972.
Hold on a minute. Corey, I thought... hold on. Nothing beats 311 hold music. Sorry. Hey, giggle, shut up. This is amazing. This is classical.
Come on. I just picture two people waltzing around a room.
He's laughing like the Jerky Boys back in the day because we're on hold. Why don't we? When they pick up, I'm gonna say hi. My name is
Manu.
Billy, you're not French nor Canadian.
No.
Girl Scouts of the USA information and referral.
Ah, come on.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
We value your call.
I think that they were all just sitting around the phone scared.
Thank you.
In the fetal position, shaking. We got to let the boys in now. All right, fine. I won't fucking talk to the Girl Scouts if that's what you fucking want, gentlemen.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Just Captain Killjoy's over here. They're like, no one's going to pick up.
All the Boy Scouts to see how they're excited about having the girl.
Yeah, but I don't think the Boy Scouts are going to... They're definitely not going to pick up because they don't want to deal with any press right now. They want to be... You know what I mean? Like, they just want to do what they're doing, and that's it.
They're like, go to Harvey Weinstein. Go
to Harvey Weinstein. Go back to the guy touching girls that used to be Girl Scouts.
Look what they've done to my club.
Why don't they just name it Mambla?
What?
The Boy Scouts.
Why? But it's not. Now it has girls in it. They can't be NAMBLA. NAMBLA is the National Alliance of Men Boy Lovers Association or something.
Just take out the card and read it from your wallet. We know you have one.
That's just the fucking office of them. It's not really the membership card. Oh, is this on? I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn again. Hi-yo, that's my little baby boner from fucking looking at the boys. Hello. I don't know. It's weird shit. It's weird shit. It's a weird world, and now are we going to have to combine everything now?
Yeah.
Are we combining? Do you honestly want to see on your NFL team girls from the Lingerie Football League?
Yes.
If they're wearing those same outfits? Yeah.
All right.
If they can catch and run routes, fine.
You said routes. I was laughing at routes. I don't know. To me... I think that there should be separate. They should be separate but equal. But I think they should be still separate. I think there should be boys and girls. Because I don't think not that women can't hurt men, because they can. Like, you get like a Nia Jax running through, you know, the quarterback. You know, there's big girls out there that can hurt some motherfuckers. And very athletic women that are out there. I'm not saying that they're not, and they're better athletes. Yeah. Some women out there are way better athletes than men. But if you're on a fucking, if you're playing rough and tough football, where men, big grown, steroided up men that get concussed on a daily basis.
No, they
and
don't
have
do
CTC
that
now and have
CTE.
Whatever the fuck, OPP, whatever the fuck it is. Whatever
down,
they got.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me. And they got it. And they give it, you're going to tell me you're going to want a man to crush a woman. On the football field. You know what I'm saying?
They'll just make separate rules. They have separate rules for everything now. They'll treat them like quarterbacks. Right. You can only hit them between above the knee and below the waist and shit like that.
And no grabbing the vag.
Yeah, no grabbing hands in the wrong
place. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys, what's up?
It's Trish. Trish. But speaking of head injuries, Trish now came. Yeah, by the way, Trish has, she suffers from fucking, it's not epilepsy, right? What do you have?
I think they're just going to classify it as a type of epilepsy because I don't, like, flail around when I have a seizure, but I do, like, faint.
Are you faint? Did you faint? Did you faint right now? What happened?
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay. She might have blacked out for a second.
She blacked out.
So now we not only do we have epileptic Bob, but now we have epileptic Trish.
We should hook Bob up with epileptic Trish.
Oh, would you like, are you seriously together with your man right now?
No, he left to do his radio show.
What do you mean he left?
He's a complete.
No, he's not home. I think. I don't think.
Wait,
that's
hold on,
what she
hold on,
said.
Hold on. Is he gone out of your life, or is he just out of your house?
No, he left. He's coming back. He left me home.
Oh, he's coming back.
Why he doesn't want to?
He's like he's like a bad penny.
He left. They have a radio show that they do too.
What's their radio show name?
Three Guys Talking Sports.
Three Guys Talking Sports. That sounds thrilling.
What do they talk about?
It is.
What do they talk about?
Like
penis enlargement?
Sports.
What do
they talk about?
Sports and whatever else is going on.
More sports.
Like they make football like sound more funner.
More funner.
They do. How can this possible?
How does football become more funner?
They're just funny when they do it. All right.
Give an example.
Yeah, make us laugh.
You want to give them a plug? What's their website?
ThreeGuysOneCup.com.
TalkingSports.com.
Okay. ThreeGuysTalkingSports.com.
Well, that's easy to remember. Okay.
There you go. Now let's ask the good question. Have you ever had a fucking epileptic fit while blowing your boyfriend?
No.
Do you want to?
No.
Does he make you...
That might hurt the guy, though. Well,
does he make you wear a mouthpiece now to prevent such possible injury?
What? If he bites off his dick, it's 2.5 men talking football. There you go. Who would think that someone who burps like you, has brain damage like you, would now also have epilepsy like you? Who would think that we add to the laundry list of shit?
I know. Can we have a photo shoot with Trish and just see what happens?
No, but photo shoots don't do it. You got to get strobe lights.
No, the flash bulbs.
A standard flash. Trust us. We have an epileptic friend. We know the rules now.
But different people have different effects.
Okay. Trish, what sets you off? Let's see what sets Trish off. Besides that, what's it?
Anxiety. It's probably more like anxiety driven than anything.
Ooh, thank you. You can have it. You can have a seizure brought on by anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, because it'll change the chemical imbalance.
Can you stay on mic when you fucking tell us what you're talking about, Danny? You totally like a chemical imbalance.
No, I said probably the anxiety causes and releases endorphins and shit, try chemical imbalance and it fucks up your brain.
So she had a chemical imbalance and then her brain went.
Yeah.
That's the scientific answer?
Mm-hmm.
So Trish, what did the doctor say?
They found seizure activity on the MRI and the EEG.
Look at you knowing words now. EEG,
yeah.
What does it stand for?
I don't know.
There you go.
Electrocardiogram.
That's an
EKG. You dumb fuck.
What's EEG?
Go ahead. Anybody
EEG
in the medical
room? It's like when they stick a bunch of like clips and stuff to your head,
to your
and then
titties.
You have to close your eyes
and measures your
and
brain
lay
waves.
There for like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Danny decided to talk while Trish was talking, but he said it measures your brain waves.
Electroencephalogram.
I love the two guys in the medical field had to look it up.
I'm not in the medical field.
You work in the medical field.
It's hard to spit these damn words out. Electroencephalogram.
Joe, who has the attention span of a grape, knew what EKG stood for. But EEG, you didn't
know.
Way
to go, Joe.
All right, baby.
There you go.
Yeah. My lifeline.
That's my girl.
All right, Joe. Now, what did the doctor...
Now we know why you have this.
What did the doctor... Are you still in the hospital, by the way?
No, I'm home for right now.
All right. So why do you have so much anxiety? Let's go into that. Let's discuss that for a second. Why do you think you have so much anxiety?
I have sensitive nipples.
All right, Jesus Christ, Bill. Yeah, I can't fucking hear what she's actually... The first time we have Trish actually talking, and you're going to sound, you know, sound effects her to death. What now? What was that? Why do you have so much anxiety?
There's just a lot of, like, personal stuff and family and whatnot, so...
Yeah, but everyone has personal stuff, so what is the actual thing? Tell Uncle Eddie what's wrong. That's why I'm asking.
A lot of family stuff and everything. I really don't want to get anyone on the air.
Did someone touch you in a way that you... Did Harvey Weinstein touch you?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Because you can get an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Or at least a good massage in a hotel somewhere.
Yeah. All you have to do is watch him shower.
Yeah.
Trish, would you watch any one of us shower? For free. We're not going to pay you. You have to just watch... You know, one of us shower, Joe included.
Oh, no. I don't allow nobody to see my body anymore.
All right. If one of us touched your breast just because we could, would you get mad or you'd be like, oh, you guys?
No, because, I mean, everybody does it, so whatever.
Everybody touches your breasts?
Everybody.
Wow.
Everybody touches
Trish. Try not
to
stand next to the doorknob so often.
Huh? Trish, how big are your boobs?
44 double D.
Yeah, that's why.
They're big, yeah.
That's why. Everybody everyone wants to swing from some titties.
Those are over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
From some titties.
Yeah.
That's why I have such bad lower back pain.
Yeah.
That'll do
so
it.
So you have bad lower back pain, anxiety, epilepsy brought on by anxiety. Yeah. You have gas, type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
Acid reflux. What other
arthritis.
Shit do you have?
Arthritis.
I have arthritis.
That's a band that Joe's in. Yeah. What else do you have?
That's about it.
That's it? Just a laundry list of shit.
That's enough.
Jesus Christ.
I know. And I'm only 31.
Mm. You're only 31. Is this why you're always in the bath? Because you need to relax.
I can't take a bath anymore.
No, because you'll fucking drown. You'll be like a motorboat. Ooh. You'll be in the top. You'll pull a Whitney Houston right in the fucking tub.
Clutch evil.
Yeah.
Clutch tenaciously to my breast so I can stay afloat.
Oh, and then they said I'm overweight.
No! That's bullshit. You tell that doctor to suck your dick.
What frosting?
Yeah. He said how much did he say you have to lose?
Like 100 pounds.
How much do you really weigh? Because you don't look that fat. You're fat. But you ain't that fat.
I'm 207 pounds.
So they want you at 107?
Oh, that's...
They said 107 is your goal weight?
107.
Yeah, like I gotta lose around. I'm only 4'11", so.
You're only 4'11"?
Oh, you're not that short, are you? I thought you were at least 5'6". Yeah. Oh.
So you never got to go on any rides at any amusement park, did you?
No, I did.
She went out when she was a little kid, probably.
Wore high heels.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
No, I can't walk in high heels. I fell down the stairs.
Are you?
Did you do it more than once?
Did you land on your head?
I actually did do it more than once.
And did you land on your head?
No.
That explains it. Epilepsy brought on by head trauma, secondary to a fall from high heels.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
And this is why we can't have women in the NFL.
Exactly. She gave herself CTE, motherfucker.
I just diagnosed you, Trish. It's $100 an hour.
There you go.
Okay.
Now Danny's going to meet you over at the tub, and he's going to pull you out by your giant tits.
That's right. She said nothing.
But did you tell the doctor there's no way you can drown because your tits are so big? You just go like, hey, doc, I can't fuck. I'm going to float. Look at these fucking pontoons. I'm not going to die. Look at me. For fuck's sake.
No, I didn't, actually.
You should just tie ropes to your nipples. That's what you should do.
What?
And, like, you tie a rope to your nipple. Hear me out, Bill. You tie a rope to your nipple. You tie a bell to the rope. And then when she starts shaking, all you fucking hear is...
Oh, God.
That's what you hear. I can't even do it. My bell broke.
I know.
like that. And then she'll wake up from the fucking, from the seizure.
Are you going to get...
Obviously, I'm not a doctor. And she wakes up from the seizure.
Are you going to get one of those dogs, like, you know, to help you during
seizures? Oh, yeah, get one of those fucking emotional helper dogs.
Well, not only that, but I've seen some that are trained. Like, if you're having a seizure and you fall to the floor, the dog would go underneath you so you don't hit your head. Smack your head on the floor.
So he does everything to become a pillow.
That's
nice. That's kind of cool.
I've actually seen it on, there was a video on Facebook too. They showed it recently.
I saw a dog once that he bites your tongue so you don't bite your own tongue. That's nice. I totally made that up. Danny's looking at me like, is that real?
No. I thought you were going to say you witnessed a dog eat a quiche out of somebody's ass.
I did. You have a dog eat a quiche out of somebody's ass. Just saying.
Did that.
Don't tell. What is that? Trish, don't tell your personal business. No one's business how much you. Oh, shut up, Giggles. God damn you.
Talking about the person that spills their dirty laundry every fucking weekend.
You fight with Billy live on the show. I asked her how much she weighs. She knows. First off, Trish is one of our friends. She killed a dog. She knows that we care about her. So if I ask Trish how much she weighs, she's not going to fucking. By the way, did you know how fast? Shut up. Do you know how fast that she told me? Fucking Giggles. So just killjoy. What the fuck? We're having a conversation with our fucking mentally disturbed person named Trish. And she's got brain damage now. Brain damage, Trish. Bat. No, that's BDT. Brain attack, Trish. I don't know. We got to come up with a new nickname for you. I like Epileptic Trish, which ain't bad. But I don't know if I... Because we have an Epileptic Bob.
You can't spread the name around.
That's head trauma, right. Trish?
No, because that's
because she has
like
a lot of other shit, too. She's got a lot of other things wrong.
Twisty, shaky Trish.
Fucked up
she's
Trish.
She's got wacky noodle-like Trish.
Plup Trish.
Wacky noodle, there you go.
Wacky noodle, big-breasted, wacky noodle-like Trish. I like it.
Big bells.
Big bells. And she burps, like, all day long.
Really? Sure, I must turn her man on.
If you burp when you're giving me a blowjob on my cock, it's not that bad. I'm not going to lie to you.
So
all right, Trish, I got to hang up with you because I got to go to break, and then I got to talk to a really hot chick.
Yes.
With big titties, too.
Ooh. All right, guys. Much love.
All right, you much too. Love. Do not have a fucking seizure. Do not fucking have a heart attack, all right?
Feel better, baby.
And do, right, yourself, okay. Do yourself a favor. Get better.
Mike
Calder is listening to
you. I love you.
Holy shit. Hold on. Trish, I think Mike Calder just listened to you.
He says, Jesus,
she's Mike Calder from the Mike Calder Show. What do you say?
He says, Jesus, she's a cannonball.
She's a cannonball.
Hey, there you go, cannonball.
There you go.
I like that name.
Cannonball. She is dumb as a potato, Mike. We have played that game with her.
Yes, we have.
She's the girl that thinks that Fort Lauderdale is home to Pearl Harbor. So don't worry about it. Bye, Trish.
Well, it is near water.
It is near water. You are correct.
Like ocean.
Works for me.
She came in like a cannonball. She's retarded and she wants to fall.
That was riveting.
That was riveting. Well, I felt bad. She called and she called me personally.
Oh, she did.
And said, like, you know, I'm in the hospital. I have fucking epilepsy now. I'm like, I got to let her on the show. I can't fucking just go, yeah, fuck you. We're busy. And then she dies. Then how are we going to feel?
You'll never forgive
me. We'll be like Billy, a piece of driftwood floating in the fucking
That's
world.
Right.
God damn it. 718-577-1389. We're going to break. I guess that was an illusion. When we come back, Vivid, porn star extraordinaire and former Michael Phelps girlfriend, Taylor Chandler, will be on the show. We'll be right back after these motherfucking words. Head trauma filled, big breasted words. Yay!
This is Ham Radio. All hail
Ham Radio.
Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal.
Oh, blow it on your ass.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yeah! Bow, bow, down!
Hey, aren't they playing again?
Yes, they are! Welcome to the jungle, bitches! It's the Ham Radio Show! Let's go! 718-577-1389. Let's get Taylor on the phone. Taylor Chandler.
Okay.
Come on. Bow, 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 bow. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want.
Now, she is the first intersex porn star.
Yes,
right?
She is.
Intersex? What does that mean?
Intersex.
Intersex.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this my favorite uncle?
Yes, it is! Round of applause for Taylor Chandler, please.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes, she's been here before. She doesn't need to be welcome. She's always welcome.
I was very surprised. Nobody usually picks up the phone on the first string.
Well, because she knows. She knows that it's her favorite uncle calling her.
There you go.
Uncle Eddie. Talking
yeah, when your favorite uncle calls, you answer.
Well, damn right.
Sure, yeah. Right.
Especially since I, you know, watched her movie. Ooh. The other when I knew that she was coming on,
yeah.
I came to the realization I've never seen Taylor in a porn.
Oh.
That was it was the weird thing. I've seen Taylor naked.
Yeah.
I've seen Taylor in pictorials.
Lucky you.
Where she is you know, taking a penis. Okay. Things like that. I think that's the clinical term for it, guys. Taking a penis.
Yeah.
Where did she take it? Everywhere. But she
all
but
about the D.
All about the D.
All right.
And but I didn't see you like handle a penis live. You know what I mean? Like because like I watch when I watch, we have tons of chicks come on here.
Oh yes, please do.
We do. And from time to time, when they come in, like you look at them and you go, yeah, they're beautiful and everything. But you want to know like how they are in bed. Like, you want to just see, you want to visualize, you want to see it, you want to know it.
You'll never find out.
Well, me personally, I don't think that, I don't think that Taylor's ever going to fuck me.
That's for
but
sure.
But to watch, I actually looked up, I watched a scene with the guy that, you know, supposedly, in the Michael Phelps porn movie, that I forget the title right this very second.
Going for the Gold?
Going for the Gold.
Thank you. Well, I was too busy watching you suck dick for the first time, and I was going to say that you're a fucking champ.
Sure.
Like, if she was in the Boy Scouts, she would get a merit badge for this joke. This is, she's really good at it. And it was like one of those scenes where they didn't, like, they kind of, they're watching TV. On
the
couch.
Not the TV.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like an overly sexed up scene. Billy, like, with they're sitting on the couch watching TV. He tries to get, like,
a football.
Yeah, they're getting, you know, he's like, you know, nuzzling her neck. And she's, of course, just under a little blankie laying on top of him on the couch.
Ooh.
You know, and, like, it was just, like, normal setting. And it's like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You get to see what she's probably like. When you get to make love to Taylor Chandler, this is probably what it's like. It's this freaking, like, cutesy-wootsy, we're going to snuggle, then it's going to get real dirty real quick.
Yeah, well, we always say that. We like the reality of these kind of videos.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the turn-on is.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I enjoy. I enjoy the when someone puts you in that environment where it becomes believable.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Chandler's movies here. I want to say Tandler. I just combined her name. Taylor Chandler's movies. Taylor's movies are, you know, because, like, you're making that movie as a spoof or whatever, but because you lived that life. You were his girlfriend. You lived that life.
Right. I'm actually, like, depicting what really happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's, well, I mean, minus the only thing that threw me off was the dude that's in the movie playing Michael Phelps has like tattoos on his thighs,
right?
And you go and you start staring at them, like they're hip.
What is he got? Battleships, and they sort of
you're
move
the
along.
First person that's ever watched that and stared at his tattoos.
Well, yeah, really. That's something about you, Eddie.
Well, first off and foremost, I had to stare at his dick because he's like monstrous, and she's servicing him. So in the, you know, in that part, you're watching it and going, okay, this is, you know, it's a close up of the dick, but she's doing stuff to it. Wow. So I understand why I have to stare at the dick for that long. I get that. But then it starts moving to like where, you know, he's doing stuff to her. It goes inside. And then you actually get to see how, and you really are a moaner. You were having a good time in that scene. I don't think that it was acting in that scene. I think you were having a really good time, Taylor.
Well, you saw how big that dick was. How could you not moan?
Yeah.
See, this is why, and yet again, Joe, another reason why I won't get to bang. Put it on the list of reasons why I won't get to bang Taylor Chandler. My dick is definitely not big enough.
That's right.
It's not big enough.
That's
there
why
was no. She has a really tight vagina, Joe.
Yeah, that's why we call you.
But there's nothing
keep
I can do.
Stretching
about
it. It'll grow.
Yeah,
I have it. I keep pulling on it every day, Billy, like you told me. Ooh. But nothing happens. Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, something gets all sticky at the end. That's it. But yeah, no. So I was telling, I told Taylor to her, well, not to her face, but on her phone, because we were talking to each other, and I told her, I said, I jerked off to her twice the other day because I was like, this scene is fucking hot. You know what I mean? Like, and you start.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And Taylor always gives me a hard on, so I was like, okay, well, I'm hard. I'm watching porn. Now is the time. This will be the moment. And so that, and then I was looking at more stuff, and The rest of the stuff, I think, if I remember correctly from my jerk-off session, Billy, was stills. Because you get a lot of still pictures that she did.
Yes.
Yes, and Taylor does look extremely hot in all her little still pictures that are out there.
There you go.
So, now, what's going on? You have a second movie coming out from Vivid?
Supposedly. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Well, this is what I'm asking you. Because didn't the other one do really good?
Yes. And yeah. they've now called it part one, implying that there's part two, which there is.
Okay.
And then they put still photos up of me in the black lingerie, which is from the second movie.
Okay, so that's I think that's what I jerked off to, was the black lingerie. So that had to be the newer pictures that are floating around for the new movie,
yep.
Part two. Now, is it going for the gold part two?
It would be going for the gold part two submission, because it's very BDSM.
Ooh. Mm.
It's very different than the first one. All that cuddling and sweet and nuzzling and stuff, that's out the window. Now it's all fun and game.
Wow. Now, do you like, see, is that a, like, I've never thought to tie up a chick. Maybe because most of them, like, they don't want to be, you know, like, normally
you
I
don't
you know,
think of it. It's just natural.
Yeah, normally I just put duct tape and they try to get away and it's annoying. But what I'm saying is I've never actually, like, tied down a chick. Now, tell me you love that, don't you? Because you can hear it in your voice, Taylor. You like.
I love it with the right person. You got to remember, I was the Breakfast of Champions. So, you know,
yeah.
I got into it with him. And, you know, once again, it's profiling my life. And, you know, I don't want to go into too many details, but perhaps maybe he was wearing my panties one day and one thing led to another. And next thing you know, I'm bound and he's doing all kinds of naughty things to me.
So, see, that's so fucking hot. And that was like a weekday. Like, one more, by the way, like, for anyone who's just joining in, we're talking to Taylor Chandler, former girlfriend of Michael Phelps, who, by the way, you still get shit for that. And it's the weirdest thing to me. I don't know why people don't want to, like, they fight you on that. But you, it's not like you don't have evidence. You have evidence. You've talked about it here. You were his ex. I don't even know if you want to classify girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, we've discussed that here on the show, too, numerous times. You two were seeing each other.
Right. We were dating.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, boyfriend,
and
girlfriend.
Were new,
yeah.
And, you know, right when things went to that next level where we were being, you know, having relations with each other, two weeks later, he got the DUI. And so that threw everything into a tailspin.
Right.
And yeah.
That's how all this ended up becoming as big as it did.
And you just got a DUI, right?
I did.
And you were like,
isn't that ironic?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but that was one of those other things that people were like, you see, now she's bringing up, now she's trying to do what he did, and blah, blah. And you're like, literally, why the fuck would she lie? My whole thing is this with Taylor. I believe her, because why fucking lie about Michael Phelps? Like, she could have picked 9 million other people to lie about.
Yeah.
Why Michael Phelps did she just pluck out of her ass and say, this is the one I'm going to lie about? I'm going to lie about Michael Phelps.
Well, plus he was retired at the time.
Yeah.
You know, prior to getting the DUI, he wasn't in the public eye. He wasn't swimming anymore. He was retired.
Right. Yeah. But that's
so it wasn't.
But what I'm trying to say is that people still give you shit, and I really think it's because of the whole intersex thing is the reason why people give you shit. Because I think that
absolutely,
they don't understand.
They don't want to believe that he could be with someone like me. But if I hadn't have been outed by the National Enquirer, who would have known?
Yeah, right.
He didn't know.
There's no difference. I've seen your vagina. There is no difference between your vagina and Billy's. I mean, they're exactly the same.
I got a tattoo last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I tattooed it.
Billy's.
Way to keep up, Joe. Okay. No, there's no, but there's no, like, she doesn't have, like, a giant clit. Like, it's not like a pina. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember when we saw China, God rest her soul, she's dead and everything? Yeah.
Right.
But Billy watched the porno with us, and Billy goes that her clit's the size of a baby carrot.
Yes, that is what I read, and I went, yeah, I could see how that works.
Now, she, like, that's a weird-looking clitoris slash vagina combination. Now, if you look at Taylor Chandler's vagina, Miss Intersex, you know, oh, we have to treat her differently. Not, I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm saying the public seems to say, oh, we got to treat her differently. If you watch the porns, which, by the way, Vivid makes outstanding. That's why I hope to God they put, you know, this second one comes out. Right. Because they, Vivid by themselves is a great company.
They're a class act.
They're a class act. They do make good movies, and she's in a good fucking movie, so put the other one out. Vivid, pay attention, Steve Hirsch. Put the fucking movie out. The point that I'm trying to make, though, is you get, they show you every angle of her vagina. It looks no different than every other vagina you've ever seen on the market. All right? I mean, it's a beautiful pink slit with a clitoris. It's a great thing. Take it for a test drive. It's wonderful. Has that new car smell. It's outstanding. Okay?
Don't kick the
labia. 1,000 men can't be wrong.
Don't kick the labia. 1,000 men could not be wrong.
That's right.
Don't kick the piss flaps. Let's go. My whole thing is that, like, I think they, honestly, God, they'll give you shit, and, like, they want to fight with you over the Michael Phelps thing because you're intersex, which, to me, makes no fucking sense whatsoever, because why would you pick, out of all the celebrities you could have made up, Michael Phelps? Do you understand, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so it's such a random dude to pick, and you have, in, you have, like, intimate fucking details about his life that you know, that you've said on this show and on other shows and on countless things, that all the fucking little avenues all match up. Everybody, but yet they still give you shit. And it's like, get over it.
They want
pictures. Yeah, she fucked Michael Phelps. Get over it. She was in a relationship with him. He doesn't have to admit it. He's got a kid now and a wife, and he's moved on. Right. Who gives a fuck? She's moved on, too. She doesn't dwell on it. Like, she's out there making movies now. I think she should become a 100% porn star. That's what I think, Taylor. You should stop with this everything else. Just start banging dudes. You should do it. You have the MILF look down pat. You should be the mom, the sexy stepmom, the mom, all that kind of creepy, sexy stuff that I all watch. You know, those movies. That's what you should be doing. That's what you should be doing. You should be out there. You should be experiencing many, the wheel of cock, as we say on the show. To spin the wheel of cock.
Well, I definitely like the MILF aspect because I definitely like them young. That's for sure.
Do you like them roly-poly with a small penis? Because then I'm in.
No,
I'm young, so I got that going for me.
I love that too. Why wouldn't I love that?
You're damn right. I would eat your pussy.
Yeah.
I would eat your intersex pussy. Let me tell you that right now. Better than Michael Phelps. I can eat it better than Michael Phelps can swim. Ooh. Tell you that right now.
Gold medal.
Now for 10 seconds of sex.
You know what? Yes. He was one of the best people at that I've ever been with.
Yeah,
and
because
you think because of who he was, he'd be lazy or not like into doing too much work or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was amazing.
Yeah, because,
absolutely amazing.
Because he wore goggles, a skin cap, and he could hold his breath. Of course he's going to be down there for hours.
Yeah.
Hours, and when
he
you squirt, he just wipes
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His fingers, first off, Michael Phelps has a fucking wingspan that's most human beings when they stand up. That's six. He has like a 6-foot wingspan, Joe.
Yeah,
all right, his fingers are like freaking penises. So, of course, like when he was finger banging her and he's doing, I mean, he never had to stick his giant penis in there if he didn't want to.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, like, he had to resort to my game of eating the pussy and finger banging and playing with the clit like it's a Game Boy.
Yeah.
That's what he had to do.
Well, that's what the whole thing about.
You know what I mean? Like, he had it. He did that.
He's good at flicking the bean, too.
Flicking the bean, Bill.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Billy likes to flick the bean.
Yep.
He flicks it.
I actually love when someone flicks the bean. I almost think I like hands better than I like penis.
I think women, in my experience, I have gotten more women off flicking the bean.
It doesn't interfere with watching TV. Yeah.
No, yeah, you can look right over the fucking, except that they have giant tits like Taylor.
That's true.
Then you got to turn them sideways if you want to watch TV. The game's on.
These little old things.
Oh, please. Those fucking monstrous tits. Now, how big are your tits? Because we were just discussing. What was Trisha's tits?
Oh, 48C, some B.
No, no, she had D's. Yeah, she had double D's.
Some tremendous size. I'm
40-something.
Yeah, 40 double D's. How big are your tits, Taylor?
I'm 34 triple D.
Triple.
Oh, that's a nice size.
Triple D.
Yeah.
Okay?
My boobs are as round as they come out.
Yeah.
They're like kissing cousins on my chest.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why I jerked off to you twice. Gee, I wonder. I wonder why that is. God damn it. This is why I don't understand why, like, by the way, we were talking about this, too, during the break, because Joe brought up Dennis Hoff.
Oh, yeah.
And because for some reason, I don't know if I'm on his shit list. I don't know what's going on. I have not heard from Dennis now for going on almost, I would say, a month.
I hope he's okay.
Now, I hope everything's cool. I have not heard.
He's fine.
He's fine. I have no clue what's going on with me and my and his relationship. But weren't you supposed to work at the Bunny Ranch at one point, too?
Yeah, they actually made me this deal. They wanted to have, like, Rio dancers, and they wanted to have, like, reenact the Olympic torch being passed, and they wanted to have this whole big pomp and circumstance of me coming into the ranch. And, you know, they talked to me extensively about it, and I mean, I'm not as familiar with it maybe as you are.
I am.
But I guess the girls line up and guys can pick them. I wouldn't have to do that. I could stay in a private house that's on the ranch, and I could just see clients privately and all this. And they were going to guarantee me so much per day, you know. But I went back and forth with it, and then I decided, was I going to do it? Was I not going to do it? And then when I actually decided to do it, it was kind of like what you're talking about. Then Dennis couldn't shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
And it was like, make a decision. And it took so long for them to make the decision that by the time they made it for me to come out there, I'd already gone back to interpreting and my life was somewhat normal, and I didn't want to upset the apple cart.
Yeah. Well, see, that because there's a window, though. See, that's a PR thing. There's a window. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is what I'm saying. Like, everyone's moved on is my point here. You're that window of opportunity when you were the focal point of Michael Phelps and the Olympian and the fucking, like, during the Olympics and the gold medals, and then the intersex thing and all that bullshit. That whole scenario in which he was trying to sell you in, that window, it was a very small window. So once that ended, yeah. I mean, I still think that you should be, instead of using, you know, your hands for sign language, you should be giving out hand jobs, something. Because I don't understand. Like, how can you go back? My whole thing is this. If you're a hot chick like you are, Taylor, if you're incredibly fucking, like, you're a good-looking broad, and you're you know, like, you're not incredibly young, but you're not old, you're in that beautiful threshold of, like, hot MILF, sexy, you know what I'm saying? Like, that age demographic. And you're out there.
Right.
And you did porn movies. You have now three that we know of, the second one hopefully coming out, and then the third one coming out as well, and then we need you to, you know, I definitely want you to do more. How do you go back to a regular life after that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the glitz, the glamour, the taking the dicks, the good pay, the whole nine yards, working for a great company like Vivid. Why would you go back to doing anything else? To me, this should be your new career. I don't see why, you know, why it's not.
Well, after, you know, that offer came to me before the Olympics last year, and they wanted to do it, like, leading into the Olympics. Once the Olympics were over, it's like you said, things calmed down.
Yeah.
And it was like, after 2 years of crazy, it was calm again, and I was ready for some calm. And now I'm in a good place where I juggle public and private life. I use my fame for a lot of advocacy work to go against, you know, gender mutilation in babies and stuff when they're born. And, you know, I've lent my name to a lot of things. I work with the mayor's office for the LGBT initiative in D.C. I've gotten so that I'm in a good place and I can juggle both. Whether or not I could juggle porn and interpreting, that I don't know. I don't know that I could convince them that when I'm stroking a dick and making it hard and putting it in my mouth that somehow I'm communicating.
Well, you just did.
Well, yeah.
Anyone else got a boner while she was talking? Yeah. Just thought it was me.
I understood every word.
She should do porn for the deaf.
Yeah.
That would be fucking, that's a whole niche that no one's ever done. Nothing but sign language. She's telling the guy, like in sign language that she wants to fuck him. Like a silent porn movie.
Different.
Tell me, I watched one the other day where it's the weirdest premise, but for some reason there's a bunch of movies like this where the dude and chick go for a couple's massage, right?
Okay.
They put the chick gets massaged by the really hot masseuse.
Yeah.
Okay. And like she's got cucumbers on her eyes, her head's in a in a towel.
Mm-hmm.
She's lying there. For some reason her tits have to be out for the whole shot.
Of course.
The girl doesn't move. She's just there.
Mm-hmm.
Then the woman then moves on to the husband or the boyfriend or whatever, the couple, the man and the couple, and of course he gets an erection, and then it becomes like a whispering porno. So it's like the closest thing to porn for the deaf. Because they don't want to wake up the spouse.
Oh.
So the girl fucks them, and they're quiet, like they're whispering. Like, so it's like dirty talk, but whispering. It was so hot.
Yeah.
Because when someone dirty talks, you don't want them yelling at you.
No, of course
you want them to whisper it.
Yeah.
That's how I imagine. Like the scene with you on the couch with Michael Phelps there, or the faux Michael Phelps in the porno going for the gold, part one now from Vivid.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of whispering and cuddling and that kind of sexual innuendo, Joe, that makes you go like, ooh, that sounds nice.
Innuendo?
Innuendo. I'd stick it in innuendo.
It's even better when you say stuff in Spanish, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, papi.
La está bonita.
Ay, papi. Ay, mala chocha, papi. Dudo, corno, papi. Ay, papi.
Ooh, I'm going to stick it in your fucking goddamn culo. I only know certain things. Like I can say, like, where is the library?
Is that what they call?
So
it?
when we're fucking, I'm going to be fucking and going, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Yeah. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Is that what they call romance language?
That's one of the romance languages.
Yeah.
See, I speak Italian. I speak French, a little bit from working a goom. I speak Spanish.
Wow.
I can speak Japanese a little bit. All that good stuff. And all these languages, in any language, Taylor has said no to fucking me.
Yes, it all comes back to no.
No. No matter what the language
Niet.
Is. Niet.
No.
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 Sayonara. No. All kinds of shit. Get out of here.
I don't recall ever saying no. I don't recall you ever asking.
Taylor, may I fuck you?
He just made it official.
Daddy. Yes, you can.
Shut up, Josie said yes.
Yeah.
Record this. It's a legally binding contract.
I agree, yeah. That's true.
It's a verbal agreement.
Yeah.
I'm no Harvey Weinstein, but let me tell you right now, that's a girl saying yes. Woohoo!
Oh, my God. Is that not the worst thing happening right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Absolutely. But
he's in some trouble.
Oh, he's in some deep shit. He's in some deep shit. Because these women that are out there, it's that Hollywood mentality that, hey, I'm just going to grab her asshole and see what happens.
Yeah.
And like, okay.
Well, next thing you know, you could be president.
Hi-yo. Do you see what Taylor did there, Bill?
I got it.
She related to America.
That's correct.
All right, so Taylor Chandler, plug away. We're gonna break this up. Because I'm getting too much of a hard-on, and I'm losing all the blood to my upper parts of my body. So, plug away. Tell people where they can find you. Tell people about the movie. Tell people any of the causes that you're working on. Please feel free to use that beautiful mouth.
Okay, the first thing that's coming up is people are in the Orlando area on October 27th. I'm going to be the VIP hostess for the Black and Orange Ball, the 6-1.
Oh, so Trump will be there.
I'd love for people to come out. So if people go to blackandorangeball.com, they can buy VIP tickets, VIP packages. You have to be in VIP, though, to see me.
Ooh.
And then to see my films, you can go to vivid.com or you can go to my website, taylorleannechandler.com. And then, of course, follow me on social media, Real KCHA TLC.
There you go. And to see me and Taylor fuck, all you have to do is somehow figure out how to pipe into my brain and make my dreams come on the big screen. That's all you have to do.
Oh, and I forgot. I'm working on my third book.
Oh,
third book.
Am I all in right. it? Is there a chapter? The fat man who wanted to fuck me? Is there
You know, there might be something about you in there.
Ooh!
But there's going to be a lot of people's names in there that people will recognize. I'll tell you that.
Nice. Right. She's throwing it out.
See, people thought Michael Phelps was a big deal. He was in my line of dating over the years. He's not there in the forefront compared to some others.
Oh, give me a hint. Give me one hint before I kick you out.
Well, I used to live in Orlando, and I probably dated a very lucky penny that maybe threw a ball.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, because now I don't want to gloss over that. She lived in Orlando.
Yep.
All right, and she dated a very lucky penny.
Mm-hmm.
That threw a ball.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, was he African American?
Yes, he was.
I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to say it.
Did he sell Sprite?
Did he sell Sprite at one point?
He might have done a commercial with Tyra Banks where there was a little penny as well.
That's what I was going to say, but you know his other little penny very well.
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't want to end this on a Hardaway, but I have to end this on a hard way. Taylor Chandler, round of applause for Taylor Chandler, who's moving on, making movies, doing sign language, and of course has a new book coming out soon.
Yeah.
She's doing it all, ladies and gentlemen. She's doing it all. That's what she does. Mm-hmm. Taylor, thank you, baby, for being on the show.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
You know I love you.
Have a great night.
Sorry, I started licking the microphone. That was wrong.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Taylor.
Okay.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Oh, so, Danny, I think I got a little pre-cum. Not going to lie to you. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. If we don't go to break, Danny's going to castrate me. So we'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. 476-9577 or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Ed, you know, Ed McMahon, and I just love Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Yes. Billy, what's the name of this company again?
Anaros.
Anaros. Yes, that's right. Nice. I just like saying it, though. I like Billy when he says Anaros.
Anaros.
Anaros. Anaros.com. That's right, Anaros.com, home of the Helix Sin Silicone Synergy. You need to know what it is. You need to go to the website and find out for yourself. Well, let me tell you, it achieves multiple male orgasms, provides stronger, harder erections, hands-free pleasure, velvet-touch silicone, no batteries required, and, of course, it is sinful. That's S-Y-N, Silicone Synergy. Helix Sin, the winner of the Male Pleasure Product of the Year. You need to find out more about it. Billy, what's that company again?
Anaros.
Anaros.com. Please go to Anaros.com right now for further details about all the stuff that they make and all the stuff that you can play with at Anaros.com. That's right, Anaros.com. And maybe we'll give away one of these things. That's maybe what we'll do. I don't know yet. But for right now, go to Anaros.com for yourself and experience what they got to offer. That's Anaros.com. Yeah, Anaros.com, so sexy. Ooh, ooh, Anaros.com.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Eminem had some scathing criticisms for President Trump during a freestyle rap performance at the BET Hip Hop Awards. Fortunately, the Secret Service stopped bothering to protect presidents from character assassinations after 8 very long Bush years. Producer Harvey Weinstein now claims it was his brother and co-chairman Bob that caused his firing. Brother Bob Weinstein claims the New York Times leak is below him. However, as men in their 60s, let's just be grateful for any newspaper below them when they leak. With wildfires raging along the West Coast, the house used to film Lindsay Lohan's remake of The Parent Trap has thus far been spared. 12 years old back in 1998, Lindsay was already snorting cocaine at an 8th grade level. Tom Petty's death certificate was released, however, the cause of his passing still remains blank. What examiners do know, the singer's heart rate was free-falling. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Like 7 inches from the minty sun.
Well, I hear you
whispering the words to melt everyone. But you stay so cool. Here comes the band. I'm Mona Keita. My man is hot at Mona Lisa. You're my reason for reason. I had to find my whistle. The snap in my room. This life ain't good enough. I will give my world to lift you up. I will change my life to better suit your mood.
Okay.
Come on, Billy.
What?
Cause you're so smooth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
718-577-1389. So smooth, man. Give me your heart and make it real, or else forget about it. Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas. Come on, people. It's the Ham Radio Show. One thing. Oh, yeah. Danny, are you back with us, or are you doing like 9 million jobs? You're not back with us. Danny has the Hershey squirts.
Oh,
just so you know. So he keeps running back and forth to the bathroom.
Oh, it's killing
and making a deposit.
Oh, you do have to spray in there, don't you?
He did spray. Sprayed all over the toilet.
It's just
everywhere.
He didn't make it to the bathroom. He just used the fish tank.
Don't worry. Your carpet's now brown.
I have some prune juice in the fridge here.
I don't think Danny needs it. Danny doesn't. I know Danny. Like he's not feeling too hot, and he's doing 9 million other things.
Yeah.
So I don't want to bother him because when he has to, you know, do some work.
Well, he gets irritable.
Besides he has. Well, that's just like his bowels.
Yeah.
He gets irritable. Mm-hmm. But the he ate something like with tuna. Or some shit with some condiments
that's
or something.
Fish in
and then but then this jackass gets in a hot tub.
Oh, he
so now
himself.
He's like he's boiling the mayo.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
Lord.
In his stomach. And then he's shitting everywhere in here today.
Oh God. I'll bring it home.
He shit at home. Wait. But the best part is he shit at home.
Yeah.
Then he fucking ran in. Then he ran before the show. He ran into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Took a dump in the bathroom again. But he said it's not really a dump.
Because it was
liquid. Yeah. So he pooped in the bathroom twice
spray,
already.
A brown spray.
I made room in the trunk.
I know.
Very gross.
A lot of duty coming out of this small child that we have on the show.
Who's driving? You, Billy? You better watch out.
Speaking, by the way, of things coming out of your butt, Aneros sent us a gift box, which I don't know if I, like, I want to do giveaways, but Billy was saying that you have to make sure the people are 18. And
Legally send it to them and all these other things.
So maybe we should just give it out to people that we know.
Yeah, give it to us.
And then have it. Joe, you can have right here. I'll give you whatever you want. We have two different items.
Oh.
We have the Helix Sin System, which is the thing I was just promoting. Silicone Synergy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to use it on yourself, you can use it on the wife, I guess.
Those days are over.
I'm just saying.
He's going to join the Boy Scouts and go have fun with these things.
The only way you get to have anal anymore is if you become a priest.
I'm telling you.
And the Adonis Paradise.
Gotta do the Lord!
Yes. This is a unisex one.
Oh.
So it goes in the hiney hole, and there's two different sizes.
That means you can only use it with a uni?
No, you can't. It's not. A uni means it's all. You can use it for both sexes.
Oh.
Unisex. It's not just for one sex.
It's like a haircut, John.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I go to a barber that has a uni in front of it.
Yes.
Unicorn.
Yeah. I used to go to this barber that had all women in there. I felt bad. And I go to the other barber that has more men in it, you know.
Ah.
Yeah. By the way, Nick is in the Facebook Live Suite, the CUNT.
Okay. What does he have to say?
Well, he had a rash all over his body.
Ooh.
And he had to go to, like, everyone that's on our staff is all, like, Trish.
Was it
she's H? Having epileptic seizures in the tub, and he had a fucking rash.
Right.
All over his body. I said, so you're a rashy cunt?
Yeah.
So now he's the rashy CUNT.
Yeah.
He said he looks like he got attacked by a beehive in the morning.
Nice.
He has hives. It's not just a rash. He has hives. He's fighting an infection with over-the-counter stuff, by the way.
Well,
and he said it works great.
As long as he's fine, that's the main thing.
Wouldn't it be funny if he takes his stuff and then he starts looking like, you know, George Clooney?
Yeah, right.
Like, he takes his stuff and maybe his whole body type was just one condition.
One big sore.
Yeah. like, and he drinks the stuff and boom.
And the scab falls off.
Giggles, by the way, is asking for the Anero, so I'm going to give Billy
Billy one.
Billy, this is a gift set.
Oh, I get a set?
Well, you're going to get both. I'm going to give you two items. Yeah, you can take both. So Giggles will be happy.
Well, I know what somebody's getting for Christmas.
Ohio! A new rectum. Again, wait, hold on. You're not.
Are you going to throw it at her like the engagement ring?
That'd be like ass starts.
Yeah, have this.
You take this in the butt now,
oh, sure,
and then we all happy. Oh, wait, Billy. I'm sorry. We have lube, too.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go, Billy.
I got a feeling that might come in handy.
Yeah. You're going to need that lube. I forgot about that.
Better take the lube.
Can I smoke this?
What, the lube?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you? Put in your vape and your douche flute.
Is that the one that smells good? It's got like a nice scent to it or something?
Well, I don't know. Is it unscented?
What does it smell like?
Nothing?
It smells like a plastic bottle.
Like vagina.
Yeah, put a little lube on my finger.
No.
Come on.
Is that dirt giving
That's
you
the first time lube, I can say that sentence.
Lube his finger.
Lube my finger
I'm not
up.
Lubing his finger.
Woo-hoo. All right, so now, but see, here's the thing,
you don't
Giggles.
Know where he's going to put it.
Here's the thing, Giggles.
Yeah.
Now you have the Paradise system and you have the Helix Synergy.
Yeah.
Sure model plus lube. You have to use this now. Now we're not saying use it on Billy.
We need a review.
Let Billy use it on you, and then I want a review. I want a book report.
Yeah.
An oral presentation on this program about the product. I want to hear about the product. I want to hear how good it was. I want to see what's going on. Billy, would you take that in the hiney hole or no?
I don't know. Am I drunk yet?
I don't know. If we get you drunk enough, you want to take one in the hiney hole? Is that all it takes?
That's what it takes. That and a good cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it takes is that and a good cheeseburger.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, a couple of cheeseburgers down my throat. And,
I love
wild. Let's go.
A couple of cheeseburgers down his throat. You don't know what else you can put down his throat. That's what he's saying. Hi-yo.
Ain't nothing like cheeseburger.
I don't want to say nothing.
What are you doing with my daughter? I don't know. A couple of cheeseburgers.
A couple of cheeseburgers.
Throw something down his throat. Yeah, ba-dum-bum.
I don't want to say nothing, but Taylor's going nuts.
Why?
Taylor, she wrote.
Angry
no, she,
at
no,
us?
No, she put up a picture. This is what she was wearing during the interview.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what she was wearing during the interview. Come on now. Tell me nobody wants to fuck her. Come on now, Billy. Look at that, Joe.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Very attractive lady.
She got some big old titties.
Yes, sir.
And this is what I'm saying. Why would you not just go into porn?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you second guess any of that? If you have a body built for sin,
you might as well sin.
You might as well sin. Like, as much as I love her, I love Taylor. I'm definitely a Taylor fan.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to understand why the fuck you rather do like sign language. You could still help out fucking groups.
Yeah.
You could be in porn and still help out groups.
But some of those people are less inclined to take the help and the beneficial, you know, work that she'll do for them because she's in porn, which is the bad, evil thing.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want somebody with a little notoriety to be the, like, if that's your
right,
spokesperson?
Right, but that's the, they don't want kind of notoriety. That to them is negative, so they can't go that route.
I'm sorry, am I using my brain again? That you would want somebody with notoriety to champion your campaign? Because if she was handling like something for the ASPCA and she dressed like that and she did porn, wouldn't you fucking get a dog then? Wouldn't you just go out of your way to get a cute little Meryl Streep and go out there and get a fucking dog?
No.
That's what I would do. If that's the person that's championing, thank you, Meryl. If that's the person championing your cause, that's what you do. You go out there and you fucking, like, that's a lightning rod.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Meryl, get off the couch.
Yeah.
Now I have to buy a dog, Danny. Do you understand this? And name it Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Do you understand? Like, I have to now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a thing. Like, I have to do. Meryl!
It is man's best friend.
Yes.
So's Meryl.
Just make sure you get a female one, will you? So this way it's not as sick and twisted when it's eating the peanut butter.
No, when it's a boy, you fucking just call him Meryl Streep. Come on, Meryl.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl.
Well, it goes back to my whole discussion about Glenn Close.
No.
Name me another Glenn. That's a chick.
Yeah,
you
really
can't. Oh, even though, you know, even though a lot of other people did write in that day and said that there were other. It's a Irish Celtic thing or something.
It's somewhere up that
but
way.
No one cares. Mm. It's still weird. It's still a dude's name.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's still a dude's name. Pervy the Clown hanging out in the Facebook Live.
Hey,
By the way, Danny knows how big that is to me, that Mike Calta from the Mike Calta Show was listening, not only listening to our show, had to comment on the sheer stupidity that is Trish. Like, he had to comment because he just blew his fucking mind.
And tomorrow.
And I like that cannonball thing.
And tomorrow on his show, he'll claim his Facebook was hacked.
Yeah. No, he might actually bring it up on his show. Go, no, no, he might bring it up on his show and go, this horrible radio show that I was listening to. Horrible.
Horrible.
Radio show. With this guy on the show who fucking, you know.
It was horrible.
Who's from Staten Island, too, who thinks he is me. Mm-hmm. Goes out there and puts on with this girl who's dumb as a cannibal. I think cannibal's not really a bad nickname for her.
Not really. Futures, yeah, it's bright. A good name. I like
because
that.
It's a weapon of artillery.
Artillery.
Okay.
Artillery.
She's into guns and shit.
Absolutely.
All right. So that fits. She's round.
Yes.
She's heavy. Okay. Everything so far it describes a cannibal.
I think she would sink.
Yeah, but she's not.
She
black.
Would sink.
She's a witch.
Not all cannibals are black.
Oh, yeah, sure they are.
No, some of them are silver.
Really?
Yeah, don't you ever see those little makeshift ones?
No.
They're a little silver. They have, like, chrome cannibals.
It don't matter. You drop her in the water, she'll rust.
Okay.
No, she won't. She'll float because her titties are monstrous.
Well.
I'm just saying. So that between that and...
In case you don't know who she is.
As my horoscope, by the way, yeah, there's Trish's burp. Joe was reading my horoscope before.
Yeah.
And it said that, like, now is the time.
This is it.
This is it for you to, you know, take hold of your dreams.
Make your move.
And between Mike Calda listening to the show and me working on The Morning Men, Channel 82
and
on SiriusXM.
And the stars being in the right place.
And all the stars being aligned and me meeting Regis.
It's very big.
It's pretty big. Us walking past at Comic-Con, Vivica A. Fox walked past us.
Hey, yeah.
So there
and
was
she
there.
Didn't see it. That's impressive.
Is she still alive?
She's still Vivica A. Fox.
Wow.
Even though she looks like a jungle cat now with all that plastic surgery.
She was
at Comic-Con. We saw her. And then Joe McHale as well from Community and other things.
Not Joe
we
McHale.
Passed by Ron Simmons.
Joe McHale. Ron Simmons.
Damn.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Ted DiBiase.
Everybody's got a price. Vanessa, Nikki,
hey,
a whole bunch of people hanging out in the Facebook Live suite right now as well. I don't know. It's just been. Now is the time. That's what my heart's like. Now is the. I have wished on every fucking star. I have woken up at 2:30 every morning. I have busted my ass. I find it funny when the thing goes. Well, now you have to go prove it. What the fuck else?
It's your time.
I said, do I have to go hire a band and dance in the hallway to show you? I don't understand. I mean, I think we know we could do a good show. That's number one.
Let's go home.
Thank you. Let's just go home. Because I think we know we do. Like, for Mike Calda, who I think has a good gauge on shitty radio and good radio.
That's right.
Sat during the interview with Trish.
That's right.
Long enough to make a comment.
That's how he knows about shitty radio.
Exactly. Exactly, Joe. Exactly. But he sat there long enough to make a comment, so obviously we moved him in some way.
That's right.
So the term moving the needle,
yeah.
we literally had an example of that today with Mike Calda being on there. I got to get Mike on the show again, but it's got to be one of those times when he's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because he does a morning show, so you can't, like, he's asleep by now. Normally, he's probably where he is right now. He's probably sleeping. We probably got him right before he went to sleep. Now he's having nightmares of Trish in a bathtub. Poor Mike. He lived through a hurricane, and now he's got to fucking deal with Trish.
Well, there you go.
And her cannonballs that are on her titties.
Bombs away.
So, by the way, I don't. Giggles didn't get back to us, but I want a fucking. I'm telling you, I want a verbal fucking agreement that we're going to have an oral presentation about these products. Bill, when's the next time you're going to be
like
over the house that you haven't moved in yet, too?
2025.
Okay, so in the year 2025, if we're still in Joe's basement doing the program, I want some form of a report that clearly states that this product, because I think that in her hiney hole, it's going to feel great, too. I think right in the culo, it will feel muy bueno. Just so I can speak Spanish like Taylor did today.
Yeah, but it was definitely different when she did it.
Oh, it was hotter, yeah. But I told you, I'm telling you, that's what I know. I know, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
¿Dónde está la cabeza?
In the cabeza. Give me the cabeza. I can order a beer.
Corona doesn't count.
No, no, you, no. You gotta say. You can say, "Dos cerveza, por favor." That's two beers. I can order two beers. When we went to Mexico, Danny knows I was fucking running court. People thought I ran the booze cruise when we were at because I was standing at the bar. I was one of the only ones speaking Spanish to the guy at the bar, so I was getting like you know more. When I ordered two, I would get three. Like the guy didn't give a shit because he was, you know, we already paid for it.
You were spending.
You know, so he went out there.
This is his translator.
Look at this idiot.
Boom. Boom. Giggles. I will make a steak and then poke him in the butt. That is the plan.
Great.
So you get, he's got to give you a steak first.
You have to feed him meat. Most wild animals, Joe, you want to feed them steak before you poke them in the ass.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's science.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's just the way they put it down. Like at the zoo, when they were about to give the tiger an injection in the ass, they throw him a steak.
It gobbles it up.
The wild beast goes in, oh, meat.
And then he's placid. He can't move.
Yeah, and then he's face down, ass up, and then... Right in the hiney hole.
There you go.
Right there. And then, sure. Boom, yeah. We find out if the stuff is just all talk or it's action. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Right. You can. Why can't you stick things in your butt?
Yeah.
Giggles is saying she can't stick things. She got a tight hiney hole?
I don't know. Medical reasons.
No anal?
I guess not.
Is anal? What do you mean you guess not? You're the one. So...
That's what they tell you, Bill. Medical reasons.
It's literally like pulling teeth with Billy. You're the one who has sex with her, Bill. Do you have anal with her or not?
No.
I cannot make this judgment. I don't get the fuck giggles.
No.
And trust me, if I did, there'd be things going in the hiney hole, all I'm saying.
If she can't do these things for medical reasons, shit's not going on.
What's the medical reasons? Would she give a birth through the ass? No.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's lying to you, medical reasons.
Careful, Bill. You're going to get in trouble soon.
Yeah, I'm always in trouble.
Now, what's wrong with her? Is her asshole so tight that
sit down and shut your mouth.
No, like, is her... I will not, sir. Is her asshole so tight that when she shits, it comes out as a brown silly string? What's
isn't
wrong?
Isn't that what Harvey Weinstein said?
It whistles.
Sit there and watch?
I don't fucking know.
It whistles? Her asshole whistles?
Yeah.
Well, does her lip shits?
Well, only whistle. On Tuesdays, though.
And her ass whistles. I'm trying to figure out what exactly would be a medical problem. That you now because she wants to stick things in your hiney hole, but she cannot stick things in her hiney hole. Is it all talk? Or is she just trying to get out of it? Is my question. Or is she making up this medical excuse?
She's not making up.
Did you get a doctor's note?
Actually, yes.
Yeah. Please excuse my daughter, Giggles.
No,
she cannot take things in her hiney hole.
That's not a doctor's note. That's a note.
No, it's from the
mom.
Parent. And then the doctor signs it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Gonna say, below it is Dr. Signed, Lipschitz.
It was signed Mrs. Epstein.
Yeah. No, Epstein's mother.
I know.
Well, you got to do the joke right now. It's not Mrs. Epstein. It's Epstein's mother.
Epstein's mother.
Yes. That's the best line.
God.
Wait, hold on.
Life is full of possibilities.
But he knows medical problems. And then she says... Danny, what's that giant medical word?
Gastrointestinal.
So what does that mean? If she farts, her intestines come out of her ass? What does it mean?
No.
He goes, no.
No.
It's when she farts, Billy pushes it back in. Just push it back in.
Yeah, that's
stop it. Do you have trouble taking a shit, Giggles? Or is it just a gas and... So things can't come in. Can things come out? That's
so.
A thing.
If they don't come out, it's bad.
So that means Billy has to take this in the hiney hole.
It's okay.
There's a lot of strange stray cats in the neighborhood.
I think I would pay that for to see that.
I would pay money to see Billy take one in the hiney hole.
Yeah, have a lot of video.
I'm just saying.
I told you not to do anything stupid.
Giggle says Billy likes things in the ass. He was there at the doctor with me and gives... when they gave him the diagnosis.
Ooh.
Yeah, but like both of you. See, look, Billy's not going to say shit. You're not going to tell me. You're going to tell me what... Danny, what is that?
Gastrointestinal. You don't know how to speak words.
There's lots of different gastrointestinal...
Okay, but what... Give me a ballpark.
She can have gastritis. She can have gastrointestinal. She can have a GI bleed. She can have IBS. There can be multiple different...
So she shits angrily, too?
She
could be. Like you?
I mean, it depends on what the actual fucking...
What the cause is that happens.
Maybe
it's
Billy...
It's like saying she's got cancer. It's, you know, it's this, this, or this. It's not the same.
Billy, you have taken it too far, sir. We were talking nicely about your girlfriend's tiny hole.
Somebody says, oh, you got cancer. It's...
Well, that's why I'm asking.
There's many different varieties.
But that's why I'm asking.
But
what,
this
hold on,
it could be caused by many different things.
Yeah, but what? But what I'm saying is, what does she have directly? Like, why can't things go in?
There's a couple of things.
Why can't? If we knock on her back door,
right?
Why won't she let us in? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because it'll cause a flare up or a whole fucking gastrointestinalitis there.
I think she made that up so she doesn't have to do anal. That's just me.
Yeah, maybe, but it'll work.
Thank you for Taylor Chandler for being on the show today.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you for Giggles and her hiney hole stories. Thank you for Trish being on the show with her epilepsy and her giant boobs. And I thank you. And remember, kids, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure...
Chase a duck.
Wait, what did you say?
Chase a duck.
Chase a duck, but make sure that the hiney hole is in fucking good working order. Because you never want to fuck a chicken in the mouth.
No.
No, you never do.
Bad.
All right, until then, AMF, my friends. Adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.